The North Coast is firing right now. A 9-year-old girl and her sister catching a 50-kilo diamond each.
Like, just throw a line somewhere in a body of water and I can almost assure you that you are going to get a fish.
As here is the Blue Lagoon alternate to consider with the ban that's going on.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, can you sniff it? Can you sense it? Can you feel it? Guys, the fish are here, and the fish are here in full force. Now, usually, I'm pretty calm and composed before I get behind this microphone, but guys, this week, I could not wait. I was so excited because it has been an absolute peach of a week. It has been unreal with the amount of catches that has come out throughout the entire coastline. And I'm not talking about, you know, the usual one or two odd catches. I'm not talking about your average size catches. I'm talking about monsters. There were a colossal amount of fish that came out, and I am going to share it with you. My reporters are going to share it with you. We are super excited to tell you all about it. And it's not just about the fish in the show. Guys, there is so much more, right? I mean, yes, it is crammed with fish. But in between all of this, we also hear from the guys at Blue Lagoon. We know the ban is still on. We are getting restless. We are getting, out of our minds. We want to fish. It's our home ground. But the guys from Blue Lagoon have an alternate solution, and we are going to tell you all about it. We hear from Kamal. He is the captain of the Blue Lagoon Angling Club, and he's going to give us some, you know, alternates as to what we can do about this ban. Then we also go into the South Coast, because guys, trust me, the South Coast was absolutely crushing it with fish on all facets, and it is the school holidays kicking off this week. We are going to tell you exactly where to go and fish all the hot spots, right? I mean, Adam is going to pick out all the areas that are safe for you, the family, to get into the mix of their action. And it doesn't stop there. The diamonds are here, guys. The diamonds. You know, they say diamonds are a girl's best friend. Let me put it to you this way. We've had a 9-year-old girl, Leah, and her sister, Abigail, catching a 50-kilo diamond. And it wasn't the two of them getting one 50-kilo diamond. They got a 50-kilo diamond each. That's how epic the fishing is, right? I mean, the diamonds are back. The sandies are back. The temperature's dropping. The fish are here. We are excited. We're going to get into all of this week's angling news. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, I gave you enough of an intro. Let's get into the thick of the show. Let's start off down the South Coast, where it's been all-round action. Adam Lyon is going to be telling us all about it.
Hey, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend. And everyone that listens to this podcast has had an absolutely epic week. So fishing down on the South Coast from last week to this week has been, I would just say, chalk and cheese, Vinesh. I honestly don't know what else to say about fishing on the South Coast anymore. We've had the Shelly Ski Boat Comp, where we've seen an 18-kilo yellowfin tuna. We've had a 12-kilo Dorado. We've had a 6, almost a 7-kilo Bonito. We've had big Sardasada, big Skipjack. We've had the Paddock Bass Fishing Comp recently with an almost 4-kilo bass winning the comp with Rob Watson. We've had loads of hounds down the South Coast. We've had smoothies and flap nodes. We've had brown skates. We've had duck bills. We've had everything that you can imagine except for edible fish off the rocks, Vinesh. So I don't actually even know what's actually going on at this stage down on the South Coast. In terms of shad or bream or blacktail or anything like that, even cob, there's maybe been like 2 small cob that I've seen, a foul hooked shad, and no, hardly any bream to speak of. Like, it's just been absolutely insane. So from freshwater to deep sea to rock and surf, things have really been good down on the coast. And yes, the water is still brown, but a few clear patches here and there. There's a gorgeous color line out deep, which I'm assuming is why the Dorado sardo are still around with nice yellowfin. The sardo sardas and skippies all over the show. Like, just, it's been absolutely epic. The only thing is, if I had to decide if I was coming down to the South Coast to fish for the weekend, I don't know what I would bring. Would I want to go out deep sea? Would I want to try the local dams? Or would I want to go rock and surf? If I had to pick one and I wanted to get a tug or a pull, I would definitely say rock and surf. We've had so many days of east, and obviously the non-heads love that particular wind with a slight west the day after. And again, we've had some sort of discolored water. So yeah, guys, if you are coming down to the South Coast, I'd pretty much pack everything in the bag, from river tackle, bass tackle, deep sea tackle, rock and surf tackle. Just target everything and anything. Like, just throw a line somewhere in a body of water, and I can almost assure you that you are going to get a fish. Yeah, I don't know. But otherwise, Vinesh, I hope everyone has an awesome week ahead. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. You're absolutely right. That is chalk and cheese from last week. You have mentioned virtually every non-ed species out there. You definitely want to head down the South Coast over these holidays. Now, I'm going to jump back to Adam's pitch on why or where you should be fishing down the South Coast, those hot spots, those favorite grounds. But before we do, let's hear from Ray Thompson with what else has been happening down the South Coast.
Down south, Port Edward, that area, due to the cold water that we've had and the 6 days of northeasterly, lots and lots of inedibles, like lots. When I say lots of hound sharks, few blue rays, duckbill, all those cold water species are definitely down at Port Edward. Very few edibles, however. The water has cleaned up. There's a couple of hammers that have come out. Guys fishing off of Park Rennie, Pennington, that area. I've also been catching a lot of cold water species like grey sharks, sand shark, the odd diamond coming out. But of course, there has been the one or two blackfin that have been hooked for the guys that have been sliding live shad. And it seems like the shad has started making their appearance, which is very nice to hear. Oh, places like Scottborough, all the way through to Ilovo, Carradine, have been producing diamonds, which has been nice to see. Our summer diamonds have pitched up in full force, all the way up and down the coast by the looks of things. Guys fishing that Ilovo area caught quite a few this weekend, and Scottborough produced quite a few diamonds. Water is cleaning up quite quickly, and of course, Dawn Kumas is still pumping out a lot of brown water, which has all been blown down towards the Scottborough area. But guys, inedibles and more inedibles. That's what's been coming out in our local waters.
Thank you, Ray. So guys, how's that for a start, right? I mean, the South Coast is absolutely crushing it. Now, let's talk about the freshwater side before we get into the North Coast, where it was just as good. And we've got the report with Jan, the legend from the Midlands, the guy that knows absolutely everything that's going on. He is back from his guided trip, and he is back to deliver us the freshest news from the bass, the carp, and of course, the trout.
Hey there, guys. So, of course, as we mentioned in the last report that the rains appear to be slowing down, it had to come back with a vengeance. Summer is hanging on in desperation in all its glory, with some massively hot days and some massive thunderstorms to boot. And the Greater Midlands is a muddy mess after recalling well over 150 mils over the last 7 to 10 days and over 200 mils in specific areas. The rivers are as fast and as full as they're going to get, shunting, to put it in one word. Less than a handful of returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers over the last few weeks from the Bushmans and Moy River beats. And certain reports stating river pumping. And if you wanted a trout, you had to drop your fly 6 inches from the edge, where bankside obstructions created small eddies and small patches that some fish were had in between. Water temperature was reported at 19 degrees. The KZN Fly Fishing Association senior fly fishing trials take place this weekend, and with the flow still pushing, there will be some challenging beats, but wishing all the anglers tight line. Dams and still waters are brimming to overflowing, but the still water anglers are getting itchy feet, and there was a good number of returns from the NFFC anglers for guys who ventured out there. But reports varied from too hot to fish, and thunderstorm activity curtailed the afternoon session. But there were some fish that we found in between the weather shenanigans, the best of which was a rainbow that fell into the 15 to 17 inch or 38 to 43 centimeter brackets. It's very quiet on the bass angling fraternity side. Word is that Outfalls is very much on the slow, while Midmar is fishing better. Some carp and barbel have been reported from Alberts. Surfontein Dam found its mojo again recently, with some warm weather and water temperature as what is required for the yellowfish to become friendly. So guys, if you're looking to get that gold tail still towards the end of the season, keep your eyes on the weather. There's still some epic fishing to be had before the fat lady sings her last summer aria. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korobal reporting for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. So good to have you back. Now, just to add to Jan's report, I fished Hazelmere this weekend. We got a couple bass off the side. It was a bit of action. It was incredibly hot. But we have no doubt, like Jan says, there's still some action to happen before the end of the season. We know that water temperature is cooling, saying, yes, the bass will slow down, the carp might slow down, might, you know, inverted brackets might, but we know the trout is going to pick up. So we are eager and excited, and we will be keeping an ear on Jan's reports moving forward. Now, let's jump into the North Coast, where it has been absolute fireworks, guys. I mean, all the way up from Balito, going right down to St. Lucia, I guess. Guys, it has been a non-ed fest. I'm talking about sand sharks on the sizes you cannot believe. It has been double up, triple up, quadruple up on the North Coast, and it was virtually on every species you can imagine. We are talking about diamonds, we are talking about duckbills, we are talking about sand sharks. The guys were getting raggies. It has been absolute chaos with the North Coast up there. They were in the afternoons, right? Shlaban was firing like you can't believe. Shot for shot, if the guys put out four baits, they got four fished. I mean, that's how crazy it was. But they weren't just putting out four. They were putting out 10 baits, and they got 10 fish. It was insane, right? So the North Coast is firing right now. Those diamonds we were waiting for, we were wondering, what happened to the diamonds? Well, guys, they came back, and they came back with a vengeance. So that's the North Coast on your rock and surf side. On your offshore side, well, there has been some snook out of Amshloti, and then there further up north, there's been tuna, there's been kuta, and there's been wahoo. So some good action up on the offshore side. Now, let's get into Durban, but before we get into the report, guys, here is the Blue Lagoon alternate to consider with the ban that's going on. We've got Kamal, who's, you know, still fighting the cause, fighting the case. He wants to get back and fish. He's doing this for his crew members. This is their backyard. This is their home ground. This is where they've been fishing since 4 years old up till now. I mean, the guy's like, 40, 50 years old or something. Like, well, pretty much his whole life, right? And he cannot fish there, but he's still finding ways to fish around there, and he's going to share that with us.
Yes, hi, Vinesh. As everyone knows, we're not fishing the Blue Lagoon area, our home away from home, second home, because of the ban. But currently, our guys are fishing the Durban beachfront area, our beautiful Golden Mile. Fishing reports from there is, off the piers, there's some good edible fish coming out. As we know, now it's March, so it's time to target the bigger pommies. And if you're looking for some gray sharks or flatfish, try gray sharks off the Sunkissed area. That would be off the surf. And also some gray sharks and flatfish off the Ushaka area. That would be from Silver Sand all the way down to the basin, to North Pier. Just remember, guys, the flatchies, wait for the build-up water and water going down as well. Northeasterly winds, colder waters, and I've noticed that the gray sharks have been feeding better on low water. I just hope that helps. Tight lines, guys, be safe and keep the beaches clean.
Thank you, Kamal. Now, guys, I want to know how you feel about this, right? Please drop it in the comments. If you're on Spotify, Apple Pods, or even on the ECR website, you know, just send through your comments on how you feel about this, right? And what do you think the solution should be? What do you think the answers from municipality should be? We need Blue Lagoon back. I mean, it has been way too long, and, you know, we want some answers. Now, I am still writing to the municipality, so please stay in touch with us, stay in touch with the show, and as soon as we hear stuff, we will let you know. It'll be on our socials, it'll be on the podcast. Blue Lagoon Angling Crew is fighting the fight to get back onto their home ground. We are doing our bit as Angler News as well. We will keep you informed, but I also want to know, what do you think should happen? Right? I mean, it's been over 2 months now. It's going on to 3 months. It is way too long, but that's still not stopping the anglers from fishing. Now, in Blue Lagoon, right, I told you about these two sisters that were hauling in the fish. Now, their mom is a great ambassador as well. She takes them down to the basin, right, fishing with Ray Thompson, and they get onto the fish. And guys, if you want to see these girls land the fish, the videos are out on the socials. Go and check it out. It is something absolutely amazing to see, a 9-year-old fighting a 50-kilo diamond. I mean, we know that is not an easy fight, but these girls handled it with class. Now, sticking in Durban, we are with Mike V and Brad Krobler with what else has been happening in Durban, and then we are going to tell you about where to go and take the family to fish over these Easter school holidays.
How's it, guys? With the settled sea, settled weather conditions, and the temperature dipping in the ocean, it was a lovely weekend in the beaches. Oaks got sandies, oaks got honeys, oaks got diamonds, big gray sharks. There were some lovely edibles caught in the mix as well. It was a good weekend for the beaches. I saw a picture of Sandy's 80 plus. I saw a couple pictures of Big Honey's. Diamonds were that normal 20 upwards. Yeah, it was a cracker weekend on the beaches. Some good stumpies were caught as well with grunters on the Durban North beaches. Guys did very well. Quite a few cob around as well in that section. Especially if you're fishing in Gainey North Bank or Schlanger River, places like that. The guys got quite a few cob there. Quite a good couple, good sized cob came out there. Otherwise, the beaches just threw good fish. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys are getting a lot of snook. The snook came back with a bang. They did very well. A good couple cooter in the mix too as the guys went deeper. One or two yellowfin, some sailies. The guys chasing the game fish did very well. Oaks fishing on the bottom did okay. Got the normal slingers, rock cods, all that sort of thing. They did quite well. In Durban Bay, there was a lot of kingies. Some lovely kingies. Good couple of rock cod around in the bay as well. No, not the giant ones. That 1 to 2.5-3 kilo size. Lovely grunters. Saw some pictures of beautiful grunters. So yeah, everywhere warmed up very nice. Temperature slowed down. The weather became good. Fish chowed nicely. Guys, have a great week ahead. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
Good day, guys. It's Brad Jalinski, Fishing Charters. The ski boat fishing report over the last week. The sea's still a little bit dirty and muddy from the rain. So there hasn't been that many game fish around in the likes of Dorado, Wahoo, and Tuna. But on the bottom fishing side, yeah, guys, it's actually been pretty good. Some really nice Englishmen, some good rock hards, lovely soldiers. And yes, guys, the half cob have started to make a show back. In the shallows, every other game when we do get the opportunity, we have managed to get a couple of snook off the Blue Lagoon Inchwood area. And then on the bluff side, there's been one or two of the shoal size cooters. No real monsters yet, but yeah, general size this time of year cooter. Yeah, guys, so this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Type lines and speak to you all next.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. That was absolutely spectacular with the amount of species Mike V spoke about. My goodness, he was not exaggerating in any way, guys. I mean, this has been all over the socials, all the catches he's talking about. It is unreal what has been coming out of Durban, and I cannot wait for the next weekend. In fact, you know what? I cannot wait for tomorrow. I cannot wait at all. I have got to get out there and, you know, fish. I need to fish. Now, where else are we going to be fishing with the kids? Well, here is Adam telling us about where to go down the South Coast this holidays.
Hey, Vanessa. So with these school holidays just around the corner, I thought I'd give you a heads up on some nice spots for the family to go down and fish and spend the day in the sun. So starting a bit north of our coast, we've got Stabell, Zumbi area, Pumula area. Very nice to fish there. I'm a bit rocky and stuff like that, so it might not be great for everybody. Also not too great for the beaches to swim there for the kids. More fishing orientated, I would say. If you had to move down the coast, the next stop would definitely be for me, Shelly Ski Boat Club, because again, there's a swimming pool there. There's a tidal pool. You've got the restaurant there. You can see all the boats and all the catches that the guys have caught throughout the day. And on the right of the tidal pool is a very good spot to fish for bream. And every now and again, you get a couple of shad that move into that bay area. Move just a bit further south from that. We've got Orange Rocks. Kind of nice place to go and slide at a bigger bait. In terms of swimming and stuff like that for the kids, I wouldn't recommend too much. Obviously, mainly a fishing spot, that is for sure. Now, just a bit further south of that, you've got Uvonga Pier, which is great for the kids to try out. It's a nice, safe pier. You've got a swimming beach nearby. There's a restaurant there. There's toilets, safe parking. And again, fun for everybody to be had in that particular spot. And then the Old Faithful Margate Pier, definitely a place to fish when on the South Coast, because as we know, over the years, she has produced everything under the sun. That is for sure. Obviously, again, there's loads to do in the Margate town and fishing orientated off the pier. However, if you had to move further south than that, you're going to be getting into your Glenmore, Palm Beach, Trafalgar areas where mainly swimming beaches and a handful of fishing spots. So yeah, Vanesh, we have got loads of good areas down on the South Coast for everybody to fish. And last but not least, Splash Rock down in Port Edward. Otherwise, I hope everyone has a safe holiday period and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam, for that insightful piece to end off the show. I mean, that was absolutely amazing. All the spots to go and get that fish. Who else are we going to trust apart from our South Coast guru to put us into the right spot? So guys, that is our show. It has been amazing this past week. I have no doubt this coming weekend and getting into the school holidays is going to be just as good. There are so much of species out there. The temperature's dropping, which means edible time. It's time to start getting ready for that bronze bream. The shad are going to get on the bite. It's going to be the shift from that non-eds, and where we are talking about the variety of species that are coming out, the stuff that everybody catches. And we are going to keep you informed with what's going on with Blue Lagoon. So, you know what? Stay in touch. And with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.